Proclamation number 7098, dated the April 20th, 1958. Everything has meaning and purpose. Pests. Weeds. Nothing in creation exists without purpose and goal. But you cannot always recognize the purpose of a work of creation and often ask yourselves why one thing or another has been created, since, as far as you understand, it does not appear to serve any purpose. However, the very explanation should be sufficient for you that everything is God's emanated strength which one day should become active again, but that the effectiveness of this strength varies considerably because its distance from God also varies considerably. And distance is comparable to opposition. Thus there is spiritual essence. God's once emanated strength, whose opposition, in spite of a very lengthy process of development in the law of compulsion, has barely diminished. However, it continues its process of development in accordance with divine order and therefore constantly adopts new external shapes which allow for a gradual increase of activity. But again, this activity corresponds to the resistance of the spirit. Consequently, it performs no obvious service for people or other works of creation, but it nevertheless serves indirectly. You'll understand this when you think of the pests in the animal and plant kingdom, of all the vermin or poisonous plants, just everything you think is useless or harmful in the creation of nature. But all these organisms are carriers of divine strength which will also give the spiritual substances therein some opportunity for purification. And at the same time these inconspicuous works of creation serve to sustain other creations again, partly as food for larger living organisms, partly as fertilizer to nourish the plant world soil. Although you humans cannot observe such interactions. And again, they can serve the human being's spiritual development, which also requires many tests for a person to prove himself, be it in all manner of trials for patience or in a sensible attitude towards everything brought into existence by God's will. Nothing exists without meaning and purpose. Whether the human being recognizes the meaning and purpose of every creation is not significant, but his faith in God's wisdom, love and power should give him a certain amount of reverence for everything that has been created, or he will doubt God's wisdom, love and power. All material forms serve as a great mercy for God's once emanated flow of strength, for the dissolved substances of the original spirits, because they were seized by God's love and thus placed into an external form. And although the various external forms demonstrate their opposition to God, God has nevertheless seized the spirit in order to guide it to its gradual ascent in the law of compulsion. That itself should teach you humans to view every work of creation with spiritual eyes. And you should bear in mind that God truly knows many things which are still hidden from you humans, hence you should not judge prematurely by criticizing God's creations, which you are really not entitled to do. Because once you believe that creation is God's work, every work of creation has to be beyond doubt to you as well. And then you will learn to behold with loving eyes that which aroused aversion and dislike in you until now, which is not to say that you should help it contrary to its natural function. For as soon as it proves to be damaging, you may proceed against it and end its process of development, because it is God's will that these creations do not have a long lifespan. Hence you are entitled to shorten their lifespan, so that the spiritual substances can achieve a certain level of maturity in ever new external forms and be permitted to fulfill serving functions as soon as their former opposition has lessened, as soon as the spirit essence has been sufficiently calmed to be of willing service and thus continues its gradual ascent. And you humans should know that even you yourselves, i.e., your soul, hides such substances within itself which have had to cover the abovementio and path. For everything your eyes are able to see is within you. But God's love, wisdom and power knows how to guide everything into the right order, for he only pursues one goal which he will surely achieve one day. Amen.